Welcome to City of God, a podcast of the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. My name is Dr. Owen Strand, and I'll be your host. Join us each week as we engage the city of man with the biblical wisdom of the city of God.
You know what our cultural problem is today? Men. Manhood. Masculinity. Testosterone. This is what we're hearing today from different sectors of our culture and society. For example, the University of Wisconsin-Madison is taking applications for a program called the Men's Project. According to the website thecollegefix.com, this is a six-week program that seeks to counter the allegedly harmful effects of society's masculinity paradigms. Here's what the organizers of the Men's Project, the six-week program, said about their intentions. Quote, "Men's Project creates a space for critical self-reflection and dialogue about what it means to be a man and how masculinity impacts us and those around us." Okay, well, here's what I can say as your humble podcast host. It's good for men to be self-aware and think about what manhood and masculinity is. Not necessarily off the rails so far here, but let's continue. The experience of Men's Project focuses on the examination of societal images, expectations, and messages around masculinity to empower men to better understand themselves, promote the advancement of gender equity, and raise consciousness in their communities. Now, here's what you should know if you're headed towards Madison, Wisconsin right now to partake of this program. It is open only to men-identified students. So you need to identify as a man if you want to partake of this program. I raise this matter, this program, put it into your thinking because it reflects a broader societal unease with manhood, with masculinity. There's a sense that you hear in the language surrounding this particular project that men are fundamentally deficient in how they are approaching life. American society, Western society more broadly, has a problem, and this problem is, again, if you want to really boil it down, simplify here, men. Men need to better understand themselves. Men need to advance gender equity. Men need to raise consciousness in their communities. Now, this somewhat Orwellian-sounding language is not really defined by the project organizers, but we can guess at what this program is about. It's about curbing the stronger sense of what it means to be a man in men. Here's what I'm trying to say. Men today are encouraged to think that they need to take a back seat. There is something fundamentally wrong with them as men. In fact, you could say it this way. Manhood is the original sin of American cultural life today. If you're a man, before you get to being a man, if you're a boy, there's something especially flawed with you that needs to be societally re-engineered. That's what this program at Wisconsin-Madison and similar programs that are cropping up around the country, in particular at universities and colleges, are teaching and transmitting to men. So as I say, our culture sees men as a major problem today. There was a recent video that circulated, in fact, that nailed down white men as in particular the problem with what ails us today. And you recognize that this creates a real culture. This fosters a real self-understanding among young men in particular. Young men today are shamed for being men. Our boys, when it comes to classrooms, when it comes to elementary school, these sorts of settings, are often regarded as inferior in terms of their classroom abilities relative to girls. Now, there are, in point of fact, some statistics, some metrics that do measure, you know, the ability to concentrate and sit still and these sorts of things, in which, rest assured, boys may, in fact, lag behind girls. So we're not closing our eyes to any discrepancies in terms of what's reported between the sexes. We want to understand how the sexes are different. We want to understand how to help girls become fully functioning adults. We want to help boys understand how to become fully functioning adults. But we need to know this. The fundamental problem with our society, with our culture, is not manhood. The fundamental problem with boys today is not that they are a boy. Their fundamental problem is that of sin. Boys are sinners just like girls are sinners. Boys need the gospel of grace in Jesus Christ just like girls need the gospel of grace in Jesus Christ. But there is something that our culture is doing that is unique today, and it is this. It is telling boys that they are in and of themselves inadequate and in some ways inferior. And they need, as I said earlier, they need to be reprogrammed and retrained to have the masculinity kind of drummed out of them. Let me ask you this. Do you know how much more testosterone, on average, boys have than girls? I was formerly the president of the Council on Biblical Manhood and Womanhood. In that role, I traveled and spoke extensively at churches and conferences, and I would regularly raise this very question to the audiences to whom I spoke. How much more testosterone do boys have than girls? And I would ask people to raise their hands if they had heard any measurement along these lines. Typically, about 2 to 3 people, maybe out of a few hundred, several hundred, would respond that they had heard some kind of metric, some kind of measurement. Here's the deal. Boys, on average, have about 1,000% more testosterone coded into their body than girls. There are, of course, variances and exceptions to this statistic, but that is a life-defining statistic if I have ever heard one. We have been raised in a gender-neutral society. We have been trained to think that there are no meaningful differences between the sexes. But here is what I want you to hear, clear as a bell at midday. Boys and girls are different. They are fundamentally made in the image of God. They share tremendous dignity and worth. They are human beings alike. And yet, God in His wisdom, as we see in Genesis chapter 2, created something distinct called manhood and created something distinct called womanhood. And that is what God has made us to be. He's made us to be either a man or a woman. And there is no sense in the scripture in which men are in particular wicked or lacking or shameful. Of course, because of the fall of Adam in Genesis 3, we recognize that men are fundamentally sinners. So men need, as I said earlier, men need Jesus Christ to redeem them and remake them, just as women need Jesus Christ to redeem them and remake them. What our culture needs, though, is not to downplay the differences between the sexes. It's not to scrub away vestiges of masculinity from the public square. What our culture needs is not a lack of strong men, but a surging increase of them. Here's what I mean. We want to train our boys to take that God-given energy, that God-given testosterone, and put it to good ends. This is a much broader topic than we can unpack here on this short little podcast, but suffice it to say that we do not want to train, as believers, our boys to think that they are inferior and they are, in some sense, to blame for having a lot of energy and vigor and passion and questions and the desire to get outside and bang around on the walls and jump up and down. These sorts of things are coded into the fabric of their identity. We need to train boys not to be less boyish, but to be more Christ-like. We want to give our boys an understanding of who they can be in Jesus Christ. This surely means disciplining them, training them, punishing them appropriately when they do wrong. We're not talking here about some kind of no holds barred boyhood in our homes, but this definitely also means loving boys, cheering them on, caring for them, seeing them as God made and God blessed. So, in a culture and a society that says that men are the problem, we want to be very clear. Men are not the problem. Sin is the problem. And in a culture and society that increasingly asks boys to step back and to lag behind, we want to raise boys and young men to be leaders, not those who are shamed for being who God made them to be, but those who own what God made them to be by the power and the grace of Jesus Christ, the true man.
Thanks for listening to City of God, a podcast at the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. We're so thankful you stopped by. We encourage you to Continue to join the conversation at cpt.mbts.edu, the official website of the center. And we encourage you to follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well. Join us in coming days as we continue the conversation on what it means to be the city of God in the city of man.